When the universe was young and empty, there lived two beings of pure energy. The power they held within their very souls could rend worlds apart just as easily as they could create worlds from nothing. They were the Elder Sisters. With a mere thought, their power could supersede the very laws of physics put in place by nature and be manipulated to meet their whims. They truly were the lords of their realm. And within one fateful moment, it was decided collectively between them that a world shall be created. A world inhabited by creatures in their image. A world they would rule thoughtfully and fairly. A world known universally as a world of peace and beauty. A world that would be free from evil and hatred. A world that was perfect. A world called Equestria. And perfect it was. Beautiful spectacles one could only dream of were created from black murky nothingness, with careless ease and focused sorcery. The sisters worked tirelessly for days, months, years, and eons to make this world a paragon of perfection, a flawless representation of their own imaginations. They created the sun, a source of warmth, light, and energy during the day, to be controlled by the Elder Sister. They created the moon, the eerie and haunting beauty that adorned the night sky, to be controlled by the younger sister. They gave their subjects everything they could possibly need or want. Yes, it truly was perfection. But was it really? Was there no flaw in their plan? Nothing could flow this smoothly, no matter how powerful you are. When free will exists, problems will follow. And this story is not without its problems. When one became jealous, a thread was pulled from the fabric of reality. The flow of time and the ever-present omnipotence of space began to falter. Something had changed, and that change was within none other than the youngest sister. A feeling of hatred brewed within the younger, a feeling of jealousy, neglect, and pure rage. The feelings festered and grew stronger within the body of the younger. She focused them towards her eldest sister. It wasn't fair. Why was she ignored by the puny creatures she had created? How dare they pay no mind to her beautiful sky, her dark and mysterious night, her pure and flawless moon? How dare they? This wasn't perfect. It was never perfect, and it will never be perfect for Princess Luna. No one should be this ungrateful. No one deserves this kind of treatment, this ignorance. It's not fair. It will never be fair for her. Is she not royalty? Is she not good enough? Her sister gets all of the glory as she works tirelessly through the night, providing cool air for your thankless and useless bodies, providing daytime for the nocturnal and rest for the masses. Is she a fake to you? A double? A lesser being? She is still a princess, and she will take what is rightful.